Psalms chapter 118. Though this was likely David's psalm, it was also Jesus' psalm. This is preeminently the triumph song of the Christ. He, the idol servant. He, the perfect priest. He, the leader of the people. How much all these words meant to him as he sang them on that night in the upper room. As a perfect circle, this psalm begins and ends with the same words. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. It is hard for us to imagine that Jesus, knowing that in a few hours he would suffer the betrayal, the mockery, the flogging and the cruelty of the cross, it is hard to imagine that in his mind he would declare, I was pushed back and about to fall, and he would be surrendered by cruel men. That he would suffer to content of a stone cast away by the builders. And yet there would be in him a song of victory. Certainly, he never ceases to love us. His love endures forever. That mercy had no beginning, and it will have no end. Although Jesus well knew that he would soon experience the anguish of Gethsemane, Jesus was able to sing, "The Lord has done it this very day. Let us rejoice today and be glad in it." No doubt he saw beyond the cross, making his own the words of this song of the Messiah's triumph. May God open my eyes so that I too may see beyond my illness, beyond the content I am suffering, beyond my need, and rejoicing in God declare, "You are my God, and I will praise you. You are my God, and I will exalt you. Today I want to worship you, Lord, not for what you give me, but for who you are, and because you will never stop loving me."